This is the Aspen Public Radio Newscast. I'm your host, Megan Tackett. Here is your top stories this Wednesday. St. Benedict's Monastery in Old Snowmass has sold for $120 million, according to the Aspen Daily News. This concludes a long process for the monastery, which has been for sale for years. County records showed the nearly 3,700-acre property was purchased by Epson LLC. The Wall Street Journal reports the buyer is Alex Karp. Karp is co-founder and CEO of Palantir, and his net worth is estimated near $18 billion. The final public mass at St. Benedict's is scheduled for January 11th, Father Damien Carr announced at the end of services on Sunday. The sale included an easement that will allow the family of those buried in the cemetery there access to the property, as well as members of the Trappist Order. The Aspen World Snow Polo Championship starts today. That's thanks to snowmaking operations that gave the arena the required 18 inches of snow. Aspen City Council agreed last week to allow snowmaking for the event, even though the city remains under Stage 2 water restrictions, which limit how much water residents can use. Typically, city water users face fines for violating restrictions during severe drought conditions. At first, the city said using municipal water for snow polo snowmaking was not the best use of resources, but councilors later decided there was enough water in the city's supply to support the event. Councilman Bill Guth voted to allow snowmaking, but raised concerns about approving additional water use while other residents could face penalties.
It feels so hypocritical to me to condone it while we're penalizing the broader community for the current precipitation levels, but I also don't want to discourage, you know, what's a good event and good for our community.
City Council allowed the snowmaking to move forward unanimously, but they'll consider asking the event sponsors to push the event to a month with more reliable snowfall in the future. The gaps in hormone and fertility research have serious health consequences. Women face additional risks in mountain communities where access to specialized care is limited. Dr. Natalie Crawford, a reproductive endocrinologist, will speak about this phenomenon at the Aspen Institute tomorrow. She says that fertility is much more than the ability to get pregnant. For women, infertility not only signals poor hormonal health, it puts them at higher risk for health complications later in life, including cancer and heart disease.
And this is why we do such a disservice to women in the current state of fertility, which is we don't even pay attention to it unless you're failing to get pregnant.
She'll discuss the latest science shaping our understanding of women's fertility and the evolving realities of egg freezing, IVF, and other reproductive options. Dr. Crawford will be speaking tomorrow night at 6 p.m. in the Pepke Auditorium. Her talk is part of the Aspen Institute's Advancing Women's Health series. A new ice rink is opening in Aspen tomorrow. Aspen Public Radio's Reagan Mertz has more on the city's newest addition to its snow sports infrastructure.
The Hotel Jerome will open its very first ice rink in its courtyard tomorrow. There will be an opening celebration from 4 to 6 p.m. at the new rink with complimentary skating and skate rental, along with hot chocolate and roasted chestnuts at a ringside bar. The Jerome's general manager, Stefan Lacroix, says the rink is another activity for people to do once they get off the mountain.
When you get to the holidays, the town shifts, you know, to the mountain, which makes only sense. But we also want to ensure that, you know, you have this amazing courtyard that opens the town.
Until late March, the ice rink will be open daily from 3 to 7 p.m. for both hotel guests and locals. The City of Aspen has another outdoor ice rink at Silver Circle across the street from Ruby Park, as well as an NHL-size indoor ice rink at Lewis Ice Arena. For Aspen Public Radio, I'm Reagan Mertz.
In statewide news, Governor Polis is drawing criticism from public school advocates for his plan to opt Colorado into a new federal scholarship program backed by President Donald Trump. For the Colorado Capital News Alliance, Lucas Brady Woods explains.
The program would offer scholarships to both public and private school students for a range of education-related expenses. It'll be funded by donations that taxpayers can make in exchange for federal tax credits. It was part of Congressional Republican spending bill signed into law by President Trump this summer. Polis opposed the bill, but told the Colorado Sun last month the scholarships would help families afford more resources and opportunities for their kids. But critics say it resembles a school voucher program and would funnel public money into private schools and weaken the public school system. In a recent letter to Polis, a coalition of public school advocates urged him to opt out.
That was Lucas Brady Woods for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Households in Colorado could save a lot of money if the state were more aggressive in pursuing green energy policies. That's according to a new report commissioned by environmental advocacy groups, including Conservation Colorado and Green Latinos. Rocky Mountain Community Radio's Caroline Yanis has more.
The study analyzes a business-as-usual approach to reducing greenhouse gas emissions, and it compares it with several lower-carbon scenarios. Under the business-as-usual scenario, it predicts that in 2050, Colorado households will spend, on average, about $4,000 per year on energy.
But under all four low-carbon scenarios, average household energy costs are $2,000 per year in 2050.
That's Stacy Tellenhusen with Western Resource Advocates. She says the state will have to spend time and money on making these changes, but
we know there's a cost of doing nothing. Coloradans see the impacts of climate change firsthand in the form of more intense drought, more frequent wildfires, and longer, hotter summers.
Colorado's goal is to have reduced its emissions by half in 2030 from its 2005 levels. But the report says under its current policies, that reduction will only be 25%. Caroline Yanez, Rocky Mountain Community Radio.
Hotel rooms are starting to fill up for ski season in Colorado's mountain towns. CPR's Sarah Mulholland reports.
So far, ski season looks a little flat in Colorado. The occupancy rate at hotels and other lodging properties like Airbnbs through April is 2.4% lower than it was at this time last year. That's according to data provider Destametrics, which tracks hotel rooms at mountain towns across the U.S. But it's still early in the season. It's hard to say what visitation to resorts will look like before the snow really starts falling. Some headwinds this year include a shaky economy and a decline in international tourism. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Eldora Mountain may become Colorado's newest locally owned ski resort this winter. CPR reports the 680-acre resort is currently owned by Powder, which has run it for the past 9 years. After the company announced plans to sell, the nearby small town of Nederland quickly showed interest. Town leaders say buying Eldora would be a big win for the community. Many residents already see the resort as part of the town's culture and identity. Nederland plans to purchase the property from Powder for about $115 to $120 million. And in regional news, for the last few months, Navajo Nation leaders have been butting heads over who holds the tribe's top financial position. For the Mountain West News Bureau, Gabriel P. D'Orazio reports that the tribe has found a solution.
Sean McCabe has been reaffirmed as the sole lawful controller through a legally binding stipulation between him and Nigrin, which also orders McCabe to be back paid and covers his attorney fees. Nigrin recently apologized for sending profanity-laced texts leaked by McCabe to council delegates.
I use language that I shouldn't have. In moments of great stress, we don't always act, you know, as our best selves. This was one such occasion for me.
The October exchange preceded his sudden termination. Screenshots show Nigrin pressured McCabe to unlock his government-issued purchase card, but McCabe told him there's no budget. Nigrin reiterates that his agreement with McCabe isn't a compelled admission of any unlawful action or wrongdoing. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Gabriel Pietrazio.
The Aspen Public Radio newscast is produced by our team. News Director Hallie Zander, reporters Reagan Mertz, Sarah Torrey, Michael Finelli, and me, your host, Megan Tackett. Our contributing reporters include Eleanor Bennett, Josie Taris, and Lucy Peterson. You can listen to the show every weekday morning on our website or wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening, and see you next time.